Joining us now on the OK Tires Hotline, Associate AD of Communications at the University of Missouri, Chad Muller. Chad, good morning to you. How are you, buddy?
I'm great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. You're right there, wedged between the AL and the NL, between the Royals and the Cards. Which way do you roll?
I'm a KC guy. Grew up a diehard Royals fan during the glory days when they were in the playoffs almost every year.
And George Brett?
I thought it would never... Oh, yeah. He was my idol. And I thought that would never change. And, of course, you take stuff like that for granted, and it has changed. We haven't been in the playoffs since 1985, but we're in the hunt this year, so we're really excited.
That's what I was going to say. About almost 30 years, I grew up in that same era and was a big George Brett fan as well.
And you got
he was the best.
You got Billy Butler warming up. You guys, rattled off 10 in a row there at one point, so you're doing all right.
That we're hanging in. That's all you can ask for. So we've got a great pitching staff, and we'll see if we can ride them for a while.
Visiting with Chad Muller, Associate AD of Communications at the University of Missouri. Chad, we're previewing the Missouri Tigers all this week as we get leading up to kickoff. And one of the things we've been talking about this morning is the top coaches across the country. NFL.com came out with their 14 best coaches of 2014. Gary Pinkel wasn't on that top 14, but Martin and I thought, hey, you know, if you're talking about a guy that's sustained over a period of time, I don't know if you can find a better example than Gary Pinkel. How has he fit into the University of Missouri landscape? Is he a figure that seems to be firmly cemented there?
Oh, yeah, no question about it. You know, Gary came here when our program was really in a bad spot, had only been to two bowl games in, about a 15-year period, and came in and, you know, just established his program, which is the Don James program. That's his protege. You know, he played for Don James at Kent State and then coached for him for a long time out at Washington before he got his first head coaching job at Toledo. And he just brought that program, and he worked it. And it took a while to catch roots, but it did. And he's changed the narrative. Mizzou's a quality program now, and it's respected nationally, and it's all because of Gary Pinkel.
Chad, well, one of the things you guys did where you guys were brought into the SEC, same time with A&M, almost like the stepchild, the redheaded stepsister, whatever you want to call it, and you guys were able to get some success. Kind of what's the feeling, initial feelings when you guys got the invite versus now that you've made the transition 2 years later? What's that?
You know, there was so much instability in the collegiate conference landscape there for a while, from about, you know, 2010 and 2011. You just didn't know how things were going to shake out. And there were so many scenarios out there that said, this is going to happen and this is going to happen. And you just didn't know. You didn't have any security. So for us to land in the, you know, in I don't think anybody can argue what is the best athletic conference in the country is just an incredible turn of events for Mizzou, and we were just so proud to have that opportunity, and it was just so exciting. Our community and our entire state just was so excited about that and being part of this. So, you know, being part of the big time, it's what everybody wants. So we had that opportunity, and certainly in football didn't make the type of first impression we were hoping to. Had just a ton of injuries in 2012, and they definitely played a part in that. But it was really fun last year to turn that around and show people the type of program that we do have and that we do think we can sustain here. So, you know, certainly not going to surprise anybody anymore. You know that target's on our back a little bit after what we were able to do last year, and I know the guys are keeping that in mind as they're working hard this summer, and they want to go back and prove that last year was, you know, the standard, and that the previous year was the one that was the fluke. So that's what they're working to do.
Chad, you come to the SEC via the Big 12. What ended up being the straw that broke the camel's back there with that relationship?
Oh, the fact that there just was not equal revenue distribution in the Big 12 conference was really the thing that got things going. And if you remember, it started with Colorado was actually the first team to bolt. They went out to the Pac. I guess it was the Pac-10 at the time, now the Pac-12. And then Nebraska followed suit just about a week later, right about this time of the year in 2010. And that really, you know, started the whole ball of wax rolling nationally. And there was talk about Missouri, like I said earlier, going here and there or having offers or opportunities to go different places. And then, you know, we just decided after taking an assessment of all, you know, all the scenarios that it was in our best interest to look at going somewhere else because we just weren't confident that the Big 12 was going to stay together. Now, thankfully, you know, we certainly don't have any ill will towards the Big 12. We're partners with a lot of those schools for such a long time. You know, we're glad that they could stay together and they've stabilized quite a bit. So good to see that, but we cannot be happier to be where we are.
39 past the hour here in the home of Alabama sports. You're listening to Houston and Huber visiting with Chad Moeller, Associate AD of Communications at the University of Missouri. Chad, you mentioned that profit sharing or revenue sharing was a big intrigue for Missouri as far as getting into a conference. One of the things that's been in the headlines out of your neck of the woods is the fact that the Tigers are going to be building a new indoor facility. Talk to us about how that came about and how much does that profit sharing, how much has that helped the program grow?
Oh, yeah, I don't think there's any question that the fact that we're in the SEC and the revenues are increased are helping, you know, it's the old axiom, a rising tide lifts all boats. So, you know, right now we're probably in the 11th or 12th in terms of the overall operating budget among the SEC schools. So we've got some work to do. We've got to catch up, and all the revenue that the league brings in certainly helps. But again, you know that goes equally, so you've got to find other ways to make up that difference. But yeah, when we went into the SEC, Gary Finkel himself said, "Hey, I'm all for it, but you've got to understand that you have to spend money. You've got to keep up on facilities and all those things that help with recruiting." So we've expanded our stadium. So any Alabama fans, and next time they come, they'll see it looks a little bit different than it did when they were here in 2012. Added a side to the east side of the stadium, an upper deck, and some luxury suites. And then, yeah, it was just approved by our board of curators last week that we get to build a new indoor facility. It'll be a full 100 yards in length, and it will replace the old one that was built in the mid-90s that is still nice, but it's not 100 yards in length. So this will be a much nicer facility for the football team.
You're listening to Houston and Huber at 7:41. Speaking to Chad Moeller, Associate Athletic Director, Communication for University of Missouri. Chad, this is not about Michael Sam's sexual orientation or anything, but more so, he's part of this question. This year, he comes out, tells his teammates, tells the program, no one finds out. The SEC has come back and honored the team. For the way they handled that, they got an award from the SEC office. What does this say about Gary Finkel, the way he runs his program and everything that in today's society that was able to be held in check considering how much news gets out?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
You know, to me that was just as amazing as any aspect of Michael Sam's situation is the fact that that people, you know, gave him the chance to do things the way he wanted to, and that nobody forced his hand. And even if it was just inadvertently in some way to the wrong person who would have put it out there. But yeah, it was a really amazing situation to be part of, and could not be more proud of how everybody associated with the university could not be more proud of how everybody handled it and with respect and you know, love and dignity, and that's, you know, that's the basis of Gary's program. What he tries to teach the guys is, you know, you've got to respect each other, and you know, there's not on any team with 120 guys, you know, you're not going to have 120 guys who are best buddies all the time, and you know, you've got people coming from different backgrounds, different socioeconomic backgrounds, different belief systems, and you know, you bring them together and you teach them that, hey, you don't have to agree, but you have to respect each other. So that's the basis of what he teaches, and I think that's proof that's settled in, and that's what the program's about.
Chad, when you're looking at sexual orientation, it can a lot of times be a line in the sand, and I don't think that line has been drawn at Missouri, and if anything, I think it's a has been a learning tool for a lot of people. But I would assume that people that are part of the program, boosters and donors who think opposite and feel strong about it, were outspoken. How is it? How has the balancing act been to keep everybody on the same page and keep everybody saying, hey, look, you know, no matter the opinion, we're all here for the Missouri Tigers?
Yeah, you know, I don't really remember hearing much dissenting opinion, if that's the right way to put it, or much opposition to you know, to how we handle things, or even just to Michael's announcement. It was really an overwhelming supportive time, and everybody just really was proud of how it was handled. So, but you know, like you say, people have opinions, and you know, it is what it is. And again, you just have to respect opinions and move forward. So, you know, people just, if there were a lot of people that didn't like how things were handled, or they just didn't like the situation, they didn't let us know. They kept it to themselves.
And that's what I was asking, Chad, was kind of like, what does that say about Gary Pinkel and the way he runs his program? I'm amazed that it did, because I know that there are different opinions and different things. Now, in terms of the way he runs his program, once again, Barron and I feel like, man, if you're building that list 14 for 14 on sustainability, the way you run your program, getting people to the NFL, Pinkel may should have been on that. This question.
Well, yeah, and I'll have to say, I haven't seen that list, so I don't know, you know, what the criteria was. But yeah, if it's what you say, if it's getting people to the NFL, I mean, we're doing that really well.
Yeah.
You know, one of the top five schools in the nation in the last, you know, what, 7-8 years, I want to say, in terms of the number of kids put in the draft. And then, obviously he's, you know, just this last year when we beat Oklahoma State in the Cotton Bowl, that made Gary the winningest coach in Mizzou history with 102 wins. You know, shoot, he's still the winningest coach at Toledo, in school history there. So, and he's a guy who's the winningest coach in school history at two schools currently. And I know there's only a few guys who can say that. So I think that's a testament to, you know, to what he's done. And, you know, again, to take us where we are now from where we were when he started here, I agree that, you know, I would argue that he should stand a shot at being on that list as well.
Chad Millar, Associate AD of Communications at the University of Missouri, right here on Houston and here on the home of Alabama Sports, Tide 99.1. Chad, before we let you go, I mentioned earlier that you're right between two AL teams, an AL and an NL team. A lot of baseball in Missouri. Missouri basketball is big. But from football perspective, what is the expectation for football moving forward, and what is the expectation for next year?
Well, we have, well, like I said, first of all, there's a target on our back. So if people were taking us lightly last year because of our first year in the league, you know that's not part of the equation this year. So and we did have an amazing year last year, one of those special seasons where things just broke right. Played really well, played really smart, really physical. I think the biggest improvement you saw at Mizzou last year from the first year in the league was on both sides of the line. The offensive line was healthy, and you know, we were really balanced, averaged about 240 yards both in the air and on the ground. So just a really, really improved offense was the biggest difference last year. But our defense was a bit of a surprise in terms of how well they were able to handle things. But, you know, we lose a little bit of firepower on offense, but we've got a young quarterback, Matty Mock, who came in and started last year in place of James Franklin, who was our starter. He got injured we lost him for about 5 games. So, Matty got some great experience, so he's our guy that we're hinging our hopes on offensively. Got good skill guys coming back. We did lose quite a few receivers, though, so we'll have to see how that plays out. But and then defensively, again, you know, just like everybody, rebuilding a little bit, but we feel like we've got the talent and some experienced young guys in there who can get the job done. So I'd say expectations are pretty high around here. You know, people want to contend for that title in the Eastern Division and see if we can't get back to Atlanta and have a little better result this time.
Associate AD from of Communications for the University of Missouri, Chad Millar. Chad, appreciate your time this morning, man.
You bet, guys. I enjoyed it. Thanks.
Thank you. Chad. That's Chad Millar.